Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting third, the right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tony Kaufman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tony Kaufman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second, the left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting third, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth, the second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting eighth, the catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooney moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooney scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Grimm moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Chet Nichols now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Wehner scores. Barnhart goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is hit by the pitch. Wright moves to second. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Wright moves to third. Grantham moves to second. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Webb catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Webb. Wright tags and scores. Grantham scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Pirates. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Adams steals second. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nichols for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. It's 5-4, Pirates. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kaufman hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-0 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Trainer moves to second. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols fires to first and has Adams trapped. There's the throw to right, who tags Adams for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barnhart takes first base on ball 4. Wainer moves to second. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wainer hits a line drive towards short. Cooney catches it and tags Wainer for the second out. Now he's got Barnhart. He tags Barnhart attempting to get to second. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Stevenson steals second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's Cubs, 5, Pirates, 5. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground that hits Hartnett. Hartnett is out and Beck is safe at first. There goes Hartnett trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaufman hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Harris reaches second base with a double. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Cooney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. It's 6-5, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barnhart hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. the Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaufman takes first base on ball 4. Beck moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adams bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to third for the out. Kaufman moves to second. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Kaufman moves to third. Adams moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman Lane pinch runs for Earl Smith. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Nichols moves to third. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gooch now catching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive towards second. Grantham can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Howard Fragaw now playing third base. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Adams bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Cooney takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Webb moves to second. It's 7-6, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.